Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
I get a laugh out of that every time I hear that. Hi, everybody. My name is Bob Oakley. I don't know where Ron Clayton is, but he has not signed on yet, so I decided to sign on to the show and to host about the travel with Rick Reese and Ron Clayton today. Rick, are you there?
I am. How's it going, Bob?
Hi, Rick.
The Mighty Oak.
Oh, It's going well. It's going very well. I have a friend of mine who's on here also, Derek from Tennessee. And
Derek.
Hi, Rick. How are you? I want to learn about the travel business.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to hear more about the travel business, Rick. If you could... whenever you're ready, give us an overview. I see Mary has come on the show also. Hi, Mary. How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. That's a surprise today. Bob's doing the hosting. Ron hasn't come on.
Really?
So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on here. So maybe he's having problems making a connection. So. I know. I experienced that several times myself. So, anyway,
about a half an hour ago.
Rick is on with us, and
I just got the phone with Ron a half an hour ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I don't know what's going on. Maybe he's like me. He forgets sometimes, you know. Oh, wait a minute. We got to stop talking about him. He just came on. Hi, Ronnie.
His ears are burning.
I'm sorry.
How are you doing today, Ron?
I can't believe what time it is. I just don't. I just looked over. Next to me is the clock on my modem for the TV. And it says 12:13. I'm going. It was just 9:30 the last time I looked at the clock. I've been on the phone all morning. I do want to say hello to everybody. And I bet you've already introduced or said hello. Welcome to our dear friend. And Rick Reese is here from all over the world. Am I right?
I am.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Rick,
I'm all over the world.
And you know what's cool? I turned on. I tried to open up the show as the host. Somebody already did it. I don't know who of you did it, but somebody here has also got the host phone number.
I did it, Ronnie.
Well,
Bob,
thank you,
it.
Robert. You're a winner. Thank you so much. I've been on the phone. I've been off the wall this morning. A number of people have called because obviously an incident of with national implications. And now I'm not saying this for the reasons you might think. Yeah, it's a football game. It's Buffalo Bills, and it's that's not what I think it's a national event about. I believe what you saw last night as we were watching TV was a demonstration of people willing still. There were like 70,000 people in the stadium. There were millions of people watching TV. And right now, last night at that time, the issue of going to prayer was not just thought as a good idea. Everybody just did it. And everybody talked about what you should do is be praying. and it was calling on a call to action for praying to bring our spirit and our hopes and our love for other people too. And I just think that's an incredible victory for the kingdom of God. And so I would share that first thing this morning. It was one of the first, how I was going to open the show. And so you guys already did that, I'm sure. But in the meantime, I'm picking up on it. So, Rick, did you get my message really this morning?
I did not.
Oh, well, I was hoping.
You can share it now.
You know, I think somebody's got a holiday hangover here, you know.
Well, Rick Reese's, I'm telling you, when you know what, it's like when I first joined Rick Reese and Brenda Reese, and we were introduced to join them in this wonderful world of travel and expanding in life and working and being involved in marketplace ministries, to be involved with the team GET, which is Global Expansion Team. When we got invited to be a part of that, it changed our life significantly. And then one of the first things that ended up happening, this was just terrible, as Rick would say. This is just terrible because he couldn't find Linda and I. He started calling me, and we were out of the country. It's his fault. That's, you have to understand something. It's Rick's fault because what Rick did when he shared his spirit, his heart, his love, his knowledge, and his experience and the window of being able to open the eyes. I love that song, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. Now, Rick did that. So the idea of understanding that travel is God's way. It's one of God's ways of helping us look out and explore outwardly to touching the lives of other people. And that is something that I'm just sold out for. That's what my life is all about. That's why when Joel went to be with the Lord, I was trying, would you step back in and become involved? We need a president. And a year ago, I jumped at it, and we did that. And there wasn't nothing about me. I just saying there was a void in that area because Joel had gone on. And Rick Reese was standing right there to be able to say, hey, Ron, I'll work with you. I'll help you. And now he does that in many ways with many people. And so, hi, Rick.
And hello.
On the show. This is our Travel Tuesday show, and I was hoping when I sent you an email this morning, Rick, and I know it was you're in Colorado. I'm on the east coast of Buffalo, New York, and we call it the north coast, by the way, near the north breezes. Last 2 weeks ago, we had 70-mile-an-hour winds, whiteout,
wow,
for 4 days straight, nonstop. Morning, noon, and night, you never stopped having a whiteout. And the wind never stopped. And Linda never got out of the house for 8 days. I got out of 7. It took her 8 days before we got the driveway cleaned out. Neighbors did it. You talk about people caring about people. They stepped up the plate. Well, anyways, what I sent you a message for this morning, Rick, was that you have an incredible program that you introduced to Linda and I. And it's a format that I don't care whether you are doing and working with us in the travel business. The outline, the program, is so biblically, principally set up. And it's so linked with how someone's, how your spirit, the Lord will just lead you, allows you. You allow the Lord to lead you when you use the program that you set up. And I was hoping today that you would talk about that plan. We'll call it the plan for living. And I was hoping that you could outline and talk to everybody. We, by the way, got a bunch of people on the show calling in directly. We are also on Facebook and Twitter and whatever else. We got all those animals out there, whatever they're called, you know, and organizations that we
travel
have
platforms.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mary Stanley. She knows how to get the whole collection around the world. and optimize your life. So, Rick, I'm going to shut up. I've talked a lot. But
well,
I do want to welcome everybody who's listening.
The way I explain it is if there's an acronym for it, we're on it.
Okay. Thank you, man.
Spoken like a true military awesome hero. You know, dealing nations with vacations is the logo for Surge 365. Dealing nations. And what was so interesting about that, and it kind of gives you an idea of how prophetic the company is for such a time as now. We came up with that logo, that statement, Healing Nations with Vacations, the jingle, prior to the pandemic. In November, actually even earlier than November 2019, you know, before the pandemic. And, of course, the pandemic happened in 2020. And the company did an entire pivot from where we were before, you know, and changed all the literature, all the marketing material, changed the website, changed everything to reflect healing nations with vacations, and before the pandemic, and then the pandemic happened. And as a spiritual kind of person, I went, wow, that was interesting, you know. What led to that change? And, of course, following the pandemic, we understand that the nations needed healing, not just the U.S., but the nations. 8 billion people locked down during COVID, during the pandemic. 8 billion people locked down. And then following the pandemic, being released, right, to travel the world again. And so when you look at opportunity, you know, wealth is created when you understand the opportunities and the needs of others. So, of course, travel is huge now. And, of course, yeah, Ron, you and Linda disappeared once I introduced travel to you. It's like, where are they? They're over in Europe. They're cruising in Europe. They fulfilled a vision. And that, you know, even before, that was part of Healing Nations with Vacations, when you guys saw the tool that Surge 365 provided in travel, and you used it. And you used it to fulfill a vision. And that's all I did. You know, Brenda and I, we love to travel. But the company that we're a part of, and that we talk about on Travel Tuesday, you know, we're talking about travel, but it all comes back to a company that touches every aspect of the travel industry. And as a community builder myself, and as people of hope, you know, we are a company of hope. That's the other change, helping others, you know, empowering others. You know, pursue empowerment, helping others pursue empowerment as a company of hope. Everything just kind of comes together. And I'm like, wow. And but Brenda and I have been involved in the travel industry since 2004. And we've been involved in the leadership that is behind Surge 365 since that time. And one of the things that we appreciate, and you know this, Ron, because you have met the founder. In fact, the founder prayed for you and Linda here in the hallway. I was there. And a healing result. Huh?
San Diego. That was in
San Diego. I was there in the hallway when you guys stopped the founder right there, mentioned to him, and immediately he went to prayer for you guys, and we all did. That is the leadership of Surge 365, and so we've been involved with that leadership and the integrity of that leadership since that time. And we love to travel. One of the things that Search 365 has brought together, that's why I love Travel Tuesdays and the opportunity to be able to share on Travel Tuesdays, one of the things that the company has brought together in the travel industry is a tool. And for people who understand the importance of tools, now Mary's a military person, but you don't have to be a military person to understand the importance and recognizing tools that you can use. But Search 365 has several aspects of the travel industry if a person says, hey, you know, I want to do travel, that they can focus on, which is pretty cool. Because I know when Brenda and I first came in, we were like, hey, I don't want to tell anybody about nothing. I just want to travel. And we traveled wholesale instead of retail. Of course, it's a business, so we got the appropriate business write-offs, which was basically everything. Got to talk to your tax accountant on that one. And we got paid to travel. I'm like, they're going to pay me to travel. So for a year, when Brenda and I joined this industry, Mighty Oak, we didn't tell anybody about anything. We just traveled and traveled and traveled. We've done 36 cruises since 2004 and traveled and traveled. That's what we love to do. I'm retired military, so even more so now, we just travel. But it allowed me to do that, and not as a consumer. And I love how you describe it, Ron, but as a business owner, you know, like Bob, like Warren Buffett says, things that you like to do should be a hobby of yours, but things the world does should be a business of yours. And so on the backside of this pandemic, the tools that are included in Search 365, here they are, a membership, the Wholesale Travel Club membership, with a concierge that you can call, and they can do all your travel research. They can book for you. They've got access to everything in the industry. You know, they've got travel agents there. They can research. They can do everything. It's a wholesale club membership lifestyle benefits program. And you save. You travel wholesale instead of retail, number one. Secondly, and Ron, I love how you and Linda just jumped on this one, a full-service travel agency. A full-service travel agency that you can follow as a career path. You know, this is actually vocational training. You know, in the old days, they used to have, you know, VOC, where you could, you didn't want to go to college, you went to VOC, and you can get all the vocations and learn all the skills and the trades and all that. Well, that's what this is. So when a person comes into Search, they can say, hey, you know, I want to be a travel agent. Ron's a travel agent. Ron and Linda are a travel agency, a travel agent. They own a travel agency, like Brenda and I. We're travel agents. So as a career opportunity and following a career path, a person can be a travel agent and have access to the entire travel industry, all the vendors, you get paid commissions, get paid even residual income on travel, full-service travel agency as a career path. As a community builder, one of the things I love about that is that I can offer a career path in hospitality and tourism to anyone, and they could actually learn skills that pay the bills. If they want to be a wedding planner, destination weddings, if they want to focus on cruises, you know, if they want to work on nonprofits and being able to, like Ron does, work with nonprofits to help them do mission trips, you know, whatever they want to do, we have access to as a career path. If they love Disney and want to become a Disney travel agent, they can do that. It gives them access to the entire travel industry as a career path. And the training is free. And the training is free. The screws that Brenda and I just came back from, Ron, where you say we disappeared. It was a free cruise with MSC that they offered to travel agents. Now imagine a free 9-day cruise. Please come on this cruise. We want you to learn about us. It's a new ship we're launching, you know, the Seascape, beautiful ship with the New York City theme, all the beautiful, you know, decorations in there. Please, as a travel agent, come on this 9-day Caribbean cruise. And we did. And my kids did. And they got half off of their balcony suites. And my brother-in-law did. And he got half off on his balcony suites. They said, not only as a travel agent, it's free for you, but we'll give you 50% savings for 5 cabins. And we did. And we had a wonderful, wonderful time. So you have a travel agency. The third thing, so membership, travel agency, the third thing, and Ryan, you know, I really love how you have embraced the Vortex. The Vortex is a complimentary travel savings website. Instead of going to Expedia, instead of going to Priceline, who own all the other companies out there, all the other companies are part of the Expedia Priceline groups, and they actually set the public price of travel, with the exception of the airlines. And working with the travel vendors, the hotels and all those, they set the price, the public price. The Surge 365 Vortex, think about this. The Surge 365 Vortex allows people to book the same vendors, the same hotels, the same cruises, the same car rentals, but they're saving up to 60% when they book over that public set price. That's huge. This is globally. And so the Vortex is a free link that we can give out to the world unlimited. Hey, book through this link. It's going to save you up to 60% over the set public price. And when they save up to 60%, the owner of the Vortex earns 60% of whatever is saved. So you're given a link that's a benefit to someone, and the owner of the Vortex is earning 60% of whatever is saved. All we're doing is divvying up a profit that Expedia keeps 100%. We're saying, no, let's take that same profit that makes them $98 billion in 2019. Let's take that same profit and let's get it back to the people. What? Are you kidding me? Get it back. And so, Ron, talk just a little bit about how you do that with working with churches who are now the owners of that Vortex and how it's a great fundraising tool.
Well, thanks, Rick. And I got to tell you, I want to kind of just go back and review one little thing that you said about what we have. It's not like an offering. It's because we do have a program that really allows an individual that's looking for a career-type lifestyle income. We can choose to speak to someone. By the way, that's our choice, to talk to them first. But more importantly, it becomes the choice of the person who's listening to our conversation when we're talking to them. They're seriously looking for something. We're not going out in a recruitment mode like some, I'm going to get you. I got to go get. That isn't what this is about at all. And so a lot of people really don't, they miss the point. The point is, who can we serve? Who can we actually identify what it is that they're looking for to accomplish? And chances are they're working hard already at trying to make that happen. But the tool they're using, it's funny, for Christmas, I'm going off sideways again here, Rick, but for Christmas, Linda got a gift certificate from one of the lawyers she works with. And we went to a store the other day, and over the Sunday, when we could finally get out of the house, or Monday, because we've been buried for 8 straight days because of a blizzard. But we went to the store, and we bought a new set of knives. I call them the Ginzu knives. I mean, these things are razor blade sharp. I mean, razor blade. And, you know, I'm thinking of, in the summertime, I love to get fresh tomatoes out of the garden. boy, there's nothing better than taking a fresh ripe tomato. The plants almost smell peppery. You breathe when you get by a bush of tomatoes. And so you get a tomato off that vine, and you put it on a plate, and you get a Ginzu knife, and you slice it. And they slice. I'm telling you, it's wafer thin if you've got a Ginzu knife. If you're using a kitchen knife, a butter knife, you got a mess. You do not accomplish your goal cutting a tomato. Well, most people are using the tool in their life economically that's a butter knife. They're trying to make a butter knife do what a Ginzu knife does. And I'm telling you, Surge 365 and the Vortex programs are Ginzu knives. And you can own them. You don't have to borrow them. You don't have to go to the neighbor's house and borrow it. You can own it. So it's always in your possession. And you can control it and use it for its purpose. So a while ago when we were introduced to and as the Vortex organization, or the 365 Surge company expanded its purpose and its application, we got Vortex, which is a tool that if you have an organization, let's just use a church. I'm sure everybody on this call, whether you dialed in directly or you're listening to us through one of our satellite platforms, you may know of a church or an organization, not profit, but actually it could be a profit company. So I don't want to exclude them, but let's put a priority on nonprofits like you asked me to talk about, Rick. And the nonprofits right now, many of them are churches are having a hard time paying their bills. That's a reality. That's not something Ron made up. The cost of gas, I just got my gas bill, went up $100. And I have a pretty normal, reasonable gas bill. $100 is a lot of people, they don't have $100 extra in their, that's food off the table. I don't like spending that extra $100 for the same gas I kept warm with last year. The next month it's really going to be bad because we've been in 20 below zero weather in December. So the next bill is probably going to go up another 100. But that's my gas bill. My electric bill's up 100. So now that's $200 more. Guess what? If you got a church, those same things apply. How about the pastor's salary? Now, because of COVID, every church existence is not collecting through an offering plate anymore. I remember a pastor telling me one time that the only way you can support a church is through an offering plate. And my answer to him, I didn't say this to him, but in my heart and thoughts, well, we're going to go out of business because someday we're not going to be able to use the offering plate. Well, then what happened? COVID. So you couldn't go to church. So you didn't go to church. Most people didn't take the time. Most did not take the time to write a check, put an envelope, and send it to the church. So the giving is off, not just a small percentage or 10% or 20%. Sometimes complete churches have not had any money coming in. Still, today, people are out of the habit because even when you go to church, I've been to two churches in the last year that I've primarily gone to, and neither one of them collect an offering through an offering plate. You can pull it automatically through the computer, your phone. You can set it up on a credit card, but nobody's taking an offering. But this new church we started going to, they actually take the time to do. They don't take the check or the envelope or anything at that moment, but they stand up in prayer and have everybody who's committing to giving their offering, and they say a prayer over it, and they commit and dedicate it. Well, with churches not having those resources, we're losing pastors. We're losing churches. People are going on. So how can you restore that money? Well, you know what? The congregation is still traveling. In fact, now they're traveling more than ever again. And people are planning, hey, look at it, we didn't do it. We got to have our family reunion this year. We haven't been able to do it for 3 years. We're getting together this summer. We're going to have a picnic on the beaches in St. Lucia. We're going to have a picnic in Beaver Island Park in Grand Island, New York. Or we're going to go to Niagara Falls for a weekend. Or we're going to go to San Diego. We're going to go to somewhere in Canada. We're going to go somewhere, go to Europe. We're going to have a family reunion. and it has to be planned, and they're going to spend the money to do that as a family, at a family reunion. Or the church is going to have an annual event that they've canceled for the last 3 years, and they want to have a big program, and they're going to bring people in, and people that used to go to church moved away are going to come back. And anyways, that's all going to cause people to spend money in the travel industries, whether it's hotels, car rentals. They might be going on a cruise. They might be going just coming by air. It doesn't matter. But every one of those creates a cash stream that goes from the person, the customer in the field, or the family member, to a company that serves the industry, travel. And again, it could be a car rental. It could be a bus. It could be a train. It could be a plane. You got to stay in hotels. Folks, those all generate income. And the way Vortex is set up is the person who buys and uses the service gets an incredible discount. Folks, when you use the rental program that Vortex gives right up front, you're going to knock anybody in. They can't go in the phone book and get a coupon that can beat what you can give them in a car rental. Although they don't have phone books anymore. That used to be a good place to go get a coupon to get a discount on a rental. They don't do that anymore. So we're getting a coupon out there. Yes, sir.
Ron, this is Country. Can I jump on you right there?
Yeah.
You sound like you're talking about us Country folks. Because I went home to my cousin's house back before the holidays. You know how they used to have a big giant Bible laid up on the table? I was over near his kitchen. I'm not making fun, I am, but I'm not. He had a phone book still laying there on the counter. And now keep in mind, the little community that I'm from, we'll talk about Country folks just for a minute. But if you want to continue to be Country and continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, and it's not working. I never called anybody stupid, so we're not talking about stupid Country folks. But during the process of me being home, my church is 186 years old. It was built by the Cherokee Indians and been modeled and remodeled. But they needed to remodel, redo the front entrance doors, those 10-foot doors, double wood doors made out of oak. And it was only going to cost a little over $3,000. And when you first mentioned pass the offering plate, well, at my church, they passed it three times when I was a kid. Like, man, they asked for money again. So a lot of people, again, that used to go to church don't go to church, and the ones that go think they just want to go because they want your money. But make a fast forward the tape. We do know that these Country folks had a lot of children and got a lot of grandkids. I think Oakman's got like 20. We're not going to talk about nobody, though. But when they come home to their mom, if they're still around, or grandmama's in my old house, they don't have room for all these kids. So where do they stay when they come home for the holidays? Oh, in some of the local hotels. Ron, when you was talking about how you save money, did you not say rental cars and hotels? And most people don't understand that most of the people, like us Country folks that are afraid to go on a cruise or go to Europe and eat chocolates in their best factories and stuff, they still local yokels and they like to go to Disney World. They go visit relatives and they rent cars and rent vans. And they do those things, family reunions. And my point being, and I'm a hush, I learned through Rick training that giving is a virtue. It's a religious virtue. They say the more vortexes you give away, the more money comes back the church's way. So if a church gets involved and has that one membership run, can you not give it to all your members? I'm going to just kind of stop right there. But I wanted to break it down on a Country boy level to say you don't have to run lust me to say he don't really care whether you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. We have a tool that you can be in a business without having a GED. Nobody ever asked me to see my resume when I got into travel business, and I spent 12 years of my life in college. So we don't care if he was born on the wrong side of the tracks. The
Surge 365 business opportunity has a GPS that can get you right back. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, Rick Reese is one that launched that satellite 30-something years ago, so you would have a GPS. So he knows that this travel business can give you a new positive direction to go in. And even if you don't want to do it for yourself, give it to others, and the more vortexes you give away, the more money will come right back your way. Back you, Ron.
And like you were saying, you're recycling money. And that's why I love how you put it, Ron, you know, especially in how you're working with the churches and not just for the fundraising aspects of the Vortex, but helping them do mission trips and getting people in Havana and out and getting folks to Guatemala and back and even getting the peanut butter on, you know, to Guatemala and the sandals and all the things that you're using. But you're using the resources, and that's the most important thing. Me as a community builder, when I saw Surge, when I saw the Vortex and the opportunity to get innovative in fundraising, got me pretty excited. And like as you mentioned earlier, it's not just for nonprofits. I mean, we work with businesses and show them how to turn their travel expenses into revenue. And they'll give out that free Vortex link because anymore, it used to be businesses would have their own travel agent. Well, that's gone the way of the dinosaur. And so the businesses are saying, hey, just to their employees who travel, just go online, find the best price, and give us the receipt. Well, now the businesses are giving out the Vortex link to the employees, and the employees are giving out the Vortex link to friends and family and even strangers, and people are now booking. Instead of that money going to Expedia and Priceline, we now have a tool that allows us to harness and redirect it for it to go where we choose, innovative fundraising. And these are the tools that are part of Surge 365. I mentioned the membership. Travel wholesale instead of retail, use the concierge. I mentioned the full service travel agency, vocational career opportunity. I have the, you know, Country Boy and I used to talk about this all the time in working with foster kids and working with people that are coming out of prison or coming out of different situations and they can't find jobs because they don't have the skills, and being able to offer them vocational opportunities in hospitality and tourism that gives them the skills. And I said, I could take a homeless person and I could run them through Dress for Success, run them through how to interview, and bring them into the full service travel agency through Surge 365, which is an actual travel agency, and allow them to take the training, you know, whether it's, you know, a Hyatt specialist, a Marriott specialist, a special needs travel specialist, a wedding destination specialist. Maybe they want to focus on the cruise industry, but they have access to all the industry training, a Marriott specialist. And let's say there's a local hiring event that's put on by the Hyatt. The person, once they complete this training, they get certificates from the various vendors in their names. So I could put together a portfolio for this person, send them down to that Hyatt hiring event, whether they be a foster child that's aging out of the program, whether it be someone coming out of the prison system that can't get a job, whether it's someone who wants to get into a new career field, and I can get them a job. So I'm looking at this as tools. And as Ron mentioned, if it's a church that needs to raise money, you know, you can raise money by begging, or you can raise money by, you know, 80 churches a day are going out of business while their members are vacationing. Just tell, hey, members, go through this link. And now not only are you saving yourself money, but 60% of what you save is coming back to the church as a perpetual fundraiser. Isn't that amazing? Do you know if 300 people book, and the average savings is about $500, and if 300 people book, you know, that's going to be about 9,000 coming back to the church. If 2,000 people or 2,000 transactions happen and it was $50, do you know how much money that is coming back to the church? That's about $60,000 coming back. And so all we're talking about is getting innovative with fundraising. So what's included in Surge 365? You have the membership. You have the full-service travel agency. You have the Vortex. And you have something that Brenda and I used that's included for every member once they've been a member for 12 months, and that's a 7-day vacation stay. As a company of hope, one of the things that we wanted to do was make sure Americans don't take vacations. And so included with the membership is a 7-day vacation stay that takes care of all your accommodations. Brenda and I actually used that prior to our cruise and stayed in Boca Raton, stayed at the Boca Raton Hilton prior to the cruise using our 7-day vacation stay, which down there, because of the price, was 3 days. And so but for 3 days, Ron, for 3 days prior to the cruise, we stayed at the Boca Raton Hilton Resort. And we went to Miami, we went to South Beach, we went to Key West, but that was our base. And it was no cost because of our membership. And so the fourth thing that's included as a member of Surge 365 is a 7-day vacation stay, which will make sure if you are a member, you will take a vacation. Twist your arm. The other thing that's included as part of an opportunity, and Ron, you kind of touched on this, is the ability to create residual income. If you have to work to make money, there's going to come a time when you can't work. Something happens. Life happens. You may just get old, right? You want to create residual income by doing something that you did maybe one time that continues to grow over time and create a residual income that continually comes in. Brenda and I let the job go in 2005. And so we're in search full time since 2005. You know, yeah, I'm retired military, but you got to keep mama happy. Mama ain't happy, mama ain't happy. But the residual income that we've created since that time, it taught me the importance of being able to be involved in a program that gives you the ability to create residual income. And when you're looking at now the opportunity of 8 billion people being locked down, now being released to travel, now you're overriding the return of travel, right? And so now your income is increasing. So it gives you the opportunity as a business model to create residual income. The other important thing that it does for Brenda and I are the tax benefits. Again, you heard me mention earlier, you got to talk to your accountant. But the cruise that we just went on, of course, was a free cruise, but there were other expenses. But all of our travel is, you know, and you have to talk to your accountant again, but our write-offs and the home-based business write-offs, and I know everybody on this call understands because most of the people on this call are involved in some businesses of some sort, but those expenses, you know, being able to write off expenses and lower your taxable income, Brenda and I have been doing that for years, and that has been a great benefit. To sum it up, as we wrap up this show, there are 27 income streams under the umbrella Surge 365. And we ask people to check it out. And as Ron mentioned earlier, you know, we're not chasing people. We're offering and attracting them to something that could be of benefit to them. And I'll close with this piece. I'm a marketplace minister. And as a marketplace minister, as a Christian in the marketplace, one of my assignments is wealth transfer for the kingdom building. And me in particular, and this is why I love Travel Tuesdays, I choose to use travel. Now, marketplace ministry applies to so many businesses, right? And you know, we don't pull people from their businesses, you know, but for me, travel is the easiest opportunity for that wealth transfer, especially when I look at the largest industry on the planet, bar none. Back to you, Ron.
Well, Rick, I really appreciate your sharing and everybody. We are really in a position now, and we offer people the opportunity of inquiry. If on anything that was discussed today you have a question that you'd like to have answered, there's several, you can, if you know any one of us that are part of the leadership of the Hope Collection, Rick Reese is the treasurer of the Hope Collection. He's also a board member. He's also a treasurer. And that's outside of his business or his marketplace ministries that he operates and his travel. But he also has a travel business. So, but he is a resource, and he's a leader. In fact, he's got a title. It's called Founding Father. So I can make it sound like he's older. Truth is, he's younger than I am. I'm more.
Yeah, right along with George Washington.
But anyway.
Hey, let me say this before I – my son is pinning on major in the U.S. Air Force on Friday. And do you know he invited me to be the presiding officer of the ceremony to swear him in and give him the oath?
Wow. Oh, congratulations, Rick.
Isn't that amazing?
I am so
excited.
Wow.
He invited me to say, Dad, would you give me administer the oath of office and in promotion to major in the U.S. Air Force. And so that's happening Friday, and I just wanted to just give him a shout-out, even though he doesn't even know about the program. But I am just too excited about that. And but that's the kind of, you know, the people that are on this show, that's that group of what I'm talking about now. That's the integrity of that, of the group. And that's why, you know, I wanted to actually just mention, when you're listening to, you know, the Mighty Oak, you're listening to Mary, you're listening to the Country Boy, you're listening to Ron, that's the caliber of people that are part of the Hope Collection. And I'm just excited about it. Back to you, Ron.
Well, I'd like to say thank you to everyone. If anyone does have those kind of questions, and you know, we got a lot of people on the show today, and the lovers listening in, I give my phone number out, and I will give your number to one of the person, if you have someone specific you'd like to have questions answered for, or I can answer many questions, but I will probably pass your name on to somebody else that can continue to answer. My phone number is 716-908-2300. And my email is Ron Claydon, spelled with a D, CLAYDON, D stands for dynamic, 52@gmail.com. Now, you can go back and listen to the show if you want, if you missed me again. But I encourage you to do this and be intentional with what you heard today and information. Be intentional with the actions that you take so that, from the being intentional, allows you to move forward. And so I'd like to encourage everyone, my prayer is that you understand life is important. And you are important.
Ron, I got one question for you before you go.
Yes, sir.
In the South, they call you OG. That means you grew old with wisdom. You don't get to be a certain age if you don't grow wiser as you grow. But, Ron, just Google your brain. Don't go back too far. Think of one other business opportunity that you've ever been offered or ever been invited to come into, to where the president of the organization gives you their personal phone number. Now, I've been in 39. I'm not going to talk about none of them because we only have a minute left. I've been involved in 39 different multi-level marketing businesses, and I have never had anybody to invite me into a business opportunity of any kind and give their phone number to everybody over the air and say, feel free to call me. That's crazy, man. Eyes have never seen and ears have never heard on what SERS 365 and the HOPE organization is doing for people across the world, across America. We help other people so that they can be a blessing and help other people. We help people help other people. Ron Clayton, I am proud to work with you and proud to have you as a president resigning over the HOPE Foundation, which Joel Griffin started for years, and we're getting ready to make it not just go viral. We're getting ready to start a revolution.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you
for participating. Hey, Bob.
Just a minute, Derek. Yeah, Derek, I'll call you.
We going to talk to Ron, too?
Yes.
Home today.
Yeah, I've been
back. Okay, Ronnie. I'll give you a call later,
okay,
Ronnie. Okay.
I look forward to you calling.
Thank you, Rick, both. Thank you and Rick both for sharing with us today. It was a great presentation. I wrote down a number of questions. I'm going to talk to you about them, Ron. Okay, my friend? I have your number. I didn't need to get it. So.
That'll help.
You guys have a
and
help.
He snowed in, so he can't leave.
I can get out now, guys.
And we can find you even if you go back to Germany to the chocolate factory, boy, if you got that phone on you.
You can cruise, but you can't hide.
You can't hide, bro. We'll find you. When I worked at the line, I worked with the Italians, say, you can't hide.
God bless everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Oh, wait. I got
Thank
a better
you,
one.
God bless you all.
You know if he has his eye on the sparrow, you know he's watching you. So even if you think...